Welcome to Chapter 5. Things are to get interesting. I didn't even make a title image for this one. Talk about lies, eh? Come on, come to our hero right here. You're not a drill, bitch.
It's hopeless. The entire world is vanished into thin air. The economy's gonna turn into magic bees and free some people's souls. There's no point in even trying anymore. He's starting to hear voices in his head. At least he thinks he is. He doesn't even care.
Oh, Sakani, you can't just give up like that. At least there's a meal. She's waiting for you.
Oh, man, we won't wait with a monster like him.
Feast on people's souls? Do you see any people? Souls are wonderful and delicious, but if we don't figure out what's happened, there aren't going to be any souls to eat.
Sakani isn't even sure what souls taste like. Probably soup!
Get on up and continue looking for clues. Is that or waste away here? And that would be a painfully dull way to end.
Dull? Yeah. Moving for someone like him. He deserves this for being such a useless coward.
Staying here and talking yourself into inaction is precisely what makes you a coward, Sakani.
Exactly. This was a fitting end for him.
Man, you don't need a meal to tell you how awesome and brave you are. Get up and figure out what's going on. Girl's got control issues anyway. Telling you what to do and what you want to hear and being a total jerk when you decide to act the way you want.
Yeah, she's such a jerk. She can't accept Sakani for what he is. Then he'll just have to eat her once he becomes a full-fledged monster.
Well, shit, son, you're not a monster yet. You're gonna be if you keep lying there.
Not a monster, but he has tentacles, and his eyes feel really funny. How could he not be a monster?
God damn it, we're going to leave you to the friggin' beasties if you don't get up and start doing something.
We do not have endless patience, Sakani. Even the gods require that you help yourself before they help you.
Great merciful puppy cats. How much validation do you need? Yes, you're pathetic and a coward and turning into a monster. There's only one person who can do anything about any of that. And he better get his own face on the sand!
Could Sakani really change his own fate? Is it really not too late?
Slap self.
Oh! That's right! Sakani can't just lie down and die now. There's what the fiend inside him wants him to do. No, there has to be a way to bring the entire world back and return himself to normal. And he's not giving up until he does just that. He promises himself to not allow himself to be overwhelmed again. Do you hear me, Magic Beast? I'm not giving up! I'm a bird! Not a pussy! Not a little pussy cat, I'm a bird! Fuck yeah. Chapter 5, Monstrous Resolve. Where should the ground fly to?
Which one's the dorm building? We want to go there first. If we don't know, go to the littlest building.
Sakani is towards the tiny building. Since he's unsure of which one's the dorm building.
Hey, Sakani, one more thing and not. You're not a monster, you're a Tazakian.
As long as you can think, as long as you can reason, as long as you can feel, you'll still be a Tazakian. Your appearance doesn't matter, no matter how monstrous it might get. Sakani is Sakani, and as long as you retain a sense of self, you retain your Tazakianity.
He's kind of a strange feeling covering one sort of dull depression and hopelessness. But there's no denying that he has more to gain by trying than by giving up. Besides, Mayu believes in him. He doesn't want to disappoint her.
Wiggles tentacles. Realize they are Sakani tentacles and utter Sakani control. And the Sakani alone is responsible. Chooses to do with Sakani tentacles.
He tickles a little when he does this. He's starting to get used to having them. They're really sensitive, so far they felt pretty good. Sakani prays he never shuts one in a door by accident. Sakani lands and enters the small building. It seems to be an outdoor storage shack, holding various items. One of the boxes is leaking something onto the ground.
Pick up broom, play a guitar.
Zaccone is still a little depressed, and is certainly not in the mood to rock out with his cock out.
Take hammer.
Beat down no hammer, so Emil can pass. Both the doors made out of metal! Zaccone has the hammer to the BRC.
Investigate the box with the mathematical-looking thing on it.
It appears to be a large family.
Examine contents of box marked teals.
The open teals like excited 9-year-old.
Zaccone is an old and excited. One opens the box nonetheless. There's a lot of tools in here, but that box is hardly empty, all things considered.
Examine thing with plug.
It is a recharge pack for something.
A recharge pack for our awesome thing, ooh, hickisha. Examine and investigate this possibility.
A perfect fit.
Examine all.
One shield, finance, all recharge case, cannon news, electro, assault, fly box, button of bugs, raise, electro, equipment, bolts, reuse, this food stuff, foxy, bunch of cannon goods, clean supply box, several bottles of outposts, cleaner supplies needed. On floor. Buttery broom, hose, bucket empty.
Search foodstuffs box and make a sandwich out of whatever is contained within, regardless of what items involved.
Somehow, Zaccone does not find a canned sandwich to be very appetizing.
Charge electrical bludgeon.
Zaccone would have to find something to plug the charger into first.
Shove the hose, cell, battery, and nails into the box of tools. Stick the whole thing in the BRC.
He looks like the BRC is topped out.
Well, I check my hand, but it's falling out with some sort of a charger.
There don't appear to be any. This shack probably doesn't get power.
Get rid of the clear scar blood and the mighty beast to the mines.
Check to see if there's anything on the BRC that displays current weight and maximum weight. I'm on BRC games completion now. Zaccone is very good with machines. He's able to figure out how to make the BRC display anything. He'll have to ask Grace Apple later.
I have to head back to the door so he can see if he can open it for a meal.
So good it was at the doorway linked where it originally crash-landed. There's a keypad to the side.
Examine keypad.
Click the little mold is a code, and the keypad contains the numbers 138.
1111, maybe they didn't change the factory default.
That just seemed to work. Zaccone's beginning to begin to tingle.
Having a little trouble, brother?
You wouldn't happen to know the code to open this door, would you?
I don't know the code to the door, brother. If I did, I would have eaten you and the other long ago.
You're not trying to kill me, right?
No, sweetie. Now that you can hear her, you are one of us.
Ask if he knows code to door. If not, ask if he knows someone who does know how to code to door.
Are you confused by my gender? You're the only male that hears her, brother.
Zaccone is now very creeped out. He's so scared that he can't even move. Is it she able to hear his very thoughts?
It's a she, is it? That means flirt. Do you want to make love, then? I don't think we are compatible, but we can try.
Zaccone is very uncomfortable. Ask
why no other males grilled
her. God damn it, you're all faggots.
All of the Kijari are female. Except you, of course.
Ah, man, could you pretend that I have no idea what you're talking about? I'm sort of new to this major-based thing.
I ask if she's speaking in the third person, and if so, if there's any reason for that.
Who is her? They were talking in my head!
The magic beast knocks Zaccone down!
She's the queen, the very first Kijari to insert someone to this place. She calls herself Yiji.
She has been waiting for ages for our prince to come and create many more Yara with her.
Your parent, introduce yourself to your sister and ask her the name.
I know your name, Sakani.
Delia. Moo! That was the newest addition to our family until you showed up.
No! Stop!
Ask why they slash we kill everyone who's not one of us and what happened to the land.
They trespass on our territory. If they do not hear her voice, then we must kill them. You and I were able to live long enough to hear her voice and become siblings. For me.
Tell her to not kill Emile because you intend on having her join the family as well. Once she has exhausted her usefulness in her current form.
Oh, she only, that's so disappointing.
But I don't mind sharing.
Tell that fucking moo cow your last relationship moved a little too fast, and you've since learned it's better to take these things slow. Like maybe being friends first?
So she isn't your mate, sir. You have to make up your mind, little boyo. I do mind waiting for you to be comfortable.
Someone's guy's nose affectionately. Stroke your testicles gently.
That did not take very long.
Zakoni's concerned biology is now available for.
God damn it, Slego boy.
Here's the voice. He's screaming at him to stop. Tell him that this is wrong. Not a monster. Yada, yada, yada. Just a one moment. Maybe he wants to be a monster.
After all, being a monster would be awesome, right?
No! That's not right at all! Scotty quickly scurries out from under Dilly and backs into the wall behind him. He should tend to tremble slightly.
You are such a tease.
So, Delia, you're sorry, but it's been a confusing past few days, and you need a lot more time to think for yourself and adjust to everything going on.
Ask if they did Gyro or other critters before they became what they are now.
I understand. I was confused myself when I first started hearing her.
Zakoni wasn't blue from his eyes. He's in pain to betray his feeling of longing. But Tilly don't seem to notice. She continued to explain that, yeah, all the Gyro were other critters before they started hearing Iggy. Tilly didn't sure if he's ill. She was always a Gyro. Or she too was one of something else.
Stress heavily, the pinning Sakani down like that is probably not a nice way to make him feel comfortable. I did not mean to frighten you, brother. I was showing passion. You seem to want it. Next time you can knock me down instead.
Sakani's heart aches.
He's pretty sure he was supposed to be with somebody else. Her name escapes him. Where was he trying to accomplish?
One true thought in your mind, as it should be, as is completely true. I have work to do. I must do her before anything else.
Emile!
Shakuni has to turn back to normal. The pull of the Machibi's transformation is growing stronger. He has to stop this at any cost.
A queen is in the transdimensional portal building.
She wants to live. But you don't have to see her until you're ready. Do you want me to accompany you, sweetie?
Blah, blah, blah. Agree with Delia, whatever.
Sakani wipes off all of the blood while his mind fills with confusion and sexy times.
You seem unsure of what you want, brother. I appreciate you wanting to cure me, but I'm not sick. Kidara are immune to viruses. I'll come with you. You can go wherever you want. The queen is very patient. She'll wait on the taste for you to be ready to meet her.
She nudges Zakani affectionately and gently touches one of his antennae with her tail. His heart aches. He isn't even sure if he can knock her over. But the notion's becoming very tempting.
Zakani asked Delia about the buildings and the facility.
She gives him a general idea of what each building did, but she doesn't seem to have any in-depth knowledge. Sakani now has a general idea where everything's located.
Escobar must throw your throne, come on.
Dilly is unsure what Sakani's talking about. Consider his own strong, it's highly possible that she has no memory of life before ever becoming a major priest.
Tell her you'll meet her later, but for now you'd like to take your girlfriend to the Magica with Hosh Vitsolte to see what you can pull for her there.
I'll be right here for you, sweetie. Go back up to the wall.
Sakani heads over to the window, to the wall. To update Emil on the situation, he explains everything that happened, how the entire world is kind of missing. I ran into a major priest, and the interesting conversation that occurred.
Emil said that they don't get that hope. The entire world being gone has to make some kind of illusion, you stupid motherfucker for believing this, Sakani.
She's glad the major priest didn't try to murder Sakani. Her voice shrieks a little as she compliments him for not giving in to the beast's advances. Sakani thinks something about his story bothered her. Probably the part about the world being gone. That seems like a kind of bad thing.
That's cool how she feels about all this.
She says it's just so much to take out all at once. She's been sitting here thinking about all that transpired and watched the fans over to the increasingly full of disarguing. She talks about a previous relationship she had, where her boyfriend was verbally abusive, always saying that she shouldn't work so hard on her muscles and made her less feminine. He'd always insist on doing everything for her. He acted like she wasn't strong enough to do anything herself. She broke up with him and decided not to let anything he said affect her self-image. When Sakani complimented her when they first met, she was shocked at how forward he was.
But at the same time, it was nice having someone else find her pretty. And it was also nice having someone that didn't insist on protecting her. She really liked being able to protect someone else for once. But now, she's worried that she got overexcited and ruined everything by pushing Sakani into things so quickly, and then getting mad at him for kidding around. And now she's scared that even if she doesn't lose him because of that, she might lose him to his transformation.
Tell her about the strange feelings of lust or desire as well. We gotta be completely honest. Try and explain that you weren't sure if these were your own feelings or those of the Majibis.
Don't do that! Do it! Are you mad?
Sakani decides to try to explain that he's having more and more trouble controlling his thoughts. He also tells her that the Majibis was trying to come onto him and into him, and it made him feel really uncomfortable. Emil quickly apologizes. She knows Sakani has so much more to deal with than she does. It's not fair for her to whine at him when his very sanity is at stake. She says they can wait until they cure him to discuss it further if he'd like.
Sakani's heart aches. Ask me if she can avoid killing any more major beasts unless she absolutely must in self-defense. They are still saying it, and there may be more that Sakani and Emil can do for them than death.
Sakani says that he will be more than happy to talk it out after he's cured. She agrees. He then asks her to try and avoid killing any major beasts for now. There's still a chance they can be cured as well. Emil says she'll do her best. But if it becomes a choice of the magic beast versus her and Sakani, she will sooner save their lives than let the monsters eat them.
Tell her that the door requires a key code that you don't know, but that you want her to come with you to check out the magical research facility.
Sakani says this as he helps Emil up. She asks how they're going to get there with a door in the way. Sakani tells her that he has an idea.
Push a bunk bed all the way from the bunker to the wall with the door we're trying to get past.
It takes over an hour, but they manage to get one of the bunk beds right next to the door. It is now late afternoon. There's a couple of hours of daylight left. Even with a bunk bed, they are too short to reach. Sakani flies to the roof and then reaches down to help Emil up. Sakani then flutters down the other side and catches Emil as she jumps down. Sakani feels,
"Is that your mate? I'm so jealous!"
Emil asks what's wrong. She doesn't seem to be able to hear the Magic Beast.
"I wish I was light enough for you to carry. It looks so warm and comfortable."
Emil asks if Sakani is sure that he convinced the Magic Beast not to eat them.
"Well, don't be rude. Introduce them."
"Delia, this is Emil, my
lion girlfriend."
Sakani feels Emil's tail brush affectionately against his face as he says this. Relationship with Emil, plus two.
"Daddy's so sweet, but she's going to have some competition for that title."
Sakani's heart feels less conflicted. Yes, Emil is the one for...
"You're what? Can you remember, Sakani? A friend, perhaps? A deeper bond? A trite morsel? So many possibilities, aren't there?"